When it comes to politics, Americans increasingly brook no compromise. According to a recent Pew Research Center study, growing numbers of Americans fall into ideological camps at either end of our political spectrum. Pew calls these locked-in partisans the consistently conservative and the consistently liberal. These camps still amount to only about 10% of the electorate each, but because they are way more likely to vote in primaries, their political influence is wildly disproportionate. Moderates remain the largest group, but also the most politically disengaged, and thus most easily ignored. These ideological camps tell their elected leaders to budge not a millimeter to reach agreement on policy. They describe this behavior as standing on principle. Of course, in your family or at your workplace, you call this behavior being a jerk. The partisans seem oblivious that their attitude is a principal reason why the national government is broken. The political press helps not one bit. Its habitual rhetoric subtly lauds ideological inflexibility as a mark of courage. Meanwhile, leaders who shift their position, either to get something useful done or because their views changed in the face of new evidence, tend to be described in pejorative language. They are waffling, kowtowing to opinion, or triangulating out of expediency. They are, this coded language suggests, corrupt cowards. For political journalists, this is an unconscious reflex, but the more we in the media school the public to regard inflexibility as courage and compromise as cowardice, the more we fuel the toxic climate you see today. Let me just say it straight out. It takes zero courage for a politician to be inflexibly partisan. If you're Republican, the Tea Party and the Ditto Heads will cheer and the corporate cash will roll in. You'll win the primary in your gerrymandered district and face token opposition in the fall. And if you're a Democrat, the only difference is that MSNBC will lead the cheers and unions will provide some of the cash. What takes real courage is to risk moving off a safe position to get something useful done. Do that, and you'll get hammered as hard by the partisans on your side as by those on the other. It takes guts to do what's right for the Republic, rather than to placate the ideological Puritans who now rule our politics. Courage that is in sadly short supply. I'm Chris Cetullo.